Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. If this is your first time, I just want to say thank you so much for joining in for another week of this podcast. I hope that you receive whatever it is that you're meant to receive from this episode or any other episode you listen to. If you're a recurring listener, welcome back. Glad to have you here. Thank you so much for all of the love and support. It goes such a long way. Speaking of love and support, if you guys could do me a favor, if you haven't yet, leave a rating, comment, review on any audio streaming platform you listen to this podcast on. Make sure you follow us at Snaps and Golf Claps. If you are going to reshare the episode, tag at Snaps and Golf Claps. The more visibility, the better. And I appreciate each and every one of you. How are you guys? I know there wasn't an episode last week. I was going to make a post about it, but if I'm being entirely honest, I was being emotionally mollywopped. I had a little bit of guilt for not posting an episode, for not communicating that, because as I've stated in the past, this podcast is a promise I made to myself to always be transparent, but also to share my thoughts consistently. And I always feel a level of guilt when I don't post, but I also realize that I am human, and sometimes it's okay to take a step back from things and to allow yourself to process. I think societally we've been conditioned to ignore the signs of emotional exhaustion, mental exhaustion, even physical exhaustion, because you got to push through it and grind. But what they don't tell you is that rest and restoration is key, not the biggest part of the equation when it comes to achieving said successes, whatever success looks like for you. So I am currently working on giving myself the space and the grace to lean into periods of rest and restoration and allow myself to process feelings and emotion in the moment. No more compartmentalizing, no more suppression, all feelings all the time. No matter how silly I may feel, no matter how upsetting it may be, no matter how overwhelming it may be. Because I'm done acting like my feelings don't matter. I'm done acting like my feelings are unimportant. I'm done acting like my feelings don't have a place in my life. Because then it gets to a point where you're really happy with your life and you're basking in gratitude. You're not even sure how to feel it. So I am in a place where I am so grateful for everything that I am receiving, for everything that I have around me, for everything, for everyone in my life. And I'm not even sure how to feel it. So in those moments that I am in a place of deep, overwhelming emotions, instead of ignoring them, I am receiving them and I am processing them. I'm also processing a lot of stuff within myself, things that I didn't realize were as present in my life as they are. Things about my past, things about my character, things about who I am and who I'm becoming. And that's been emotionally draining in a lot of ways. And I can understand why, because that's not who I am, but it is a part of me, and I've been neglecting it. So, with that being said, we're here. I took a week off to allow myself to feel without feeling pressure to do anything else. And it did me well. I had a lot of breakthroughs. I had a lot of realizations. And I was able to enhance my connections with so many people, but also realize what kind of stuff I don't want in my life any longer. And in this period of reconnecting realization, one of my ongoing mantras that have continued to pop into my head but has also pushed me through this has been, things don't happen to me, they happen for me. I'm going to say that again. Things don't happen to me, they happen for me. And I know that's a difficult concept to grasp because we've been told that there's so much bad in the world and bad things happening and this and that, but I'm realizing that we have power to change our perspective, change our perception of things. I had a couple things happen to me this week that are seemingly bad to the masses. And I even had moments where I was like, dang. But immediately that mantra popped in my head. things don't happen to me, they happen for me. And I took a step back and I said, you know what? I receive it. I'm grateful. Because this redirection is what I needed. I've been seeing this thing a lot lately that says rejection is a redirection. And I think that's hard for us to grasp, but I had a thought this week that was sparked through a book that I'm reading right now called Conversations with God, an Uncommon Dialogue. And this book has been recommended to me for years at this point, and I just haven't felt called to actually sit down with it and read it. And recently, the call was so loud I couldn't ignore it any longer. And it came at the perfect moment. I actually started reading this on Easter Sunday, and the reason why I specifically said Easter Sunday is because the opening line talks about how he's having these realizations and revelations on an Easter Sunday. And if that doesn't tell you anything about alignment and synchronicity, I don't know what does, but this book has been a lot. In a good way, but a lot. And one of the things that he talks about in here is about how there are only two base emotions that exist, and every other emotion is a derivative of said emotions. Those two emotions are love and fear. And we are so comfortable with fear, what I like to call fear adjacent emotions. Sadness, anger, rage, disappointment, you name it. They're comfortable. Societally, they're more accepted than love and love adjacent emotions. Joy, gratitude, happiness, peace. It's easier to lean into those fear-based emotions, especially because they're so deeply ingrained in the majority of us. Because that's the way to keep us reliant, keep us connected. It's almost like we're, it's like society is a big old trauma bond. And anybody that doesn't fit that mold is something wrong with them, when it really should be the other way around. You know, as humans, we should only feel fear when we're in danger. And nowadays, we're not really in danger much. So the fact that fear is at our baseline frequency, think of what that's doing to us, our relationships, opportunities, our outlook on life, our outlook on ourselves and our abilities. There was a line in here that I wanted to share with you guys that really, really did it for me. All human actions are motivated at their deepest level by one of two emotions, fear or love. In truth, there are only two emotions, only two words in the language of the soul. These are opposite ends of great polarity, which I created when I produced the universe and your world as you know it today. These are the two points, the Alpha and the Omega, which allow the system you call relativity to be. Without these two points, without these two ideas about things, no other idea could exist. Every human thought and every human action is based in either love or fear. There is no other human motivation, and all other ideas are but derivatives of these two. They are simply different versions, different twists on the same theme. Think on this deeply, and you will see that it is true. This is what I have called a sponsoring thought. It is either a thought of love or fear. This is the thought behind the thought. It is the first thought, the prime force. It is the raw energy that drives the engine of human experience. And here's how human behavior produces repeat experience after repeat experience. It is why humans love, then destroy, then love again. Always there is a swing from one emotion to the other. Love sponsors fear, sponsors love, sponsors fear. And I'm going to skip forward a little bit, and it says, and so it is that in the moment you pledge your highest love, you greet your greatest fear. For the first thing you worry about when you say I love you is whether you'll hear it back. And if you hear it back, then you begin immediately to worry about the love that you have just found. You will lose. And so all action becomes a reaction. Love is the purest emotion that exists, and I think it's such a disservice to us as people, but also the emotion itself, for it to be reserved to just romance. Whatever idea of romance has been presented to us Because the truth is that love is the most unassuming, unprovoking, generous, caring, free emotion that exists. If we move in the frequency of love, life starts to look really different because you get to be your true authentic self. And I genuinely believe that our authentic self lies in the energy of love, in the frequency of love. I don't think we can move through this life and live a truly fulfilling and authentic life without embracing love. Because if we move in fear or any fear adjacent emotion, sadness, anxiety, anger, rage, anything like that, it takes up our body, it induces stress, it induces false narratives, it induces panic all the time. You're in constant fight or flight in everything that you do and you just don't know peace. Whereas moving in love and gratitude is knowing that whatever is meant for me will always be mine. Whatever happens is happening for me, not to me. Life is beautiful regardless of the outcome of it. It's a blessing to be here, it's a blessing to live it, and I'm grateful to be in this moment. I'm grateful to be in this space. I'm grateful to see another day. I'm grateful to be surrounded by such incredible human beings, even the ones I don't know. Everyone is special and everyone has this in them. We just have to undo all of the things that have not allowed us to be this person. And that's the hard part. Because yes, a lot of it is because of maybe traumas or things that we've experienced in the past that have created this layer of fear around us. But the more we choose to suppress it, ignore it, and not feel our feelings and not do the work and not dig deeper, we continue to add those layers. And at a certain point, we have to look within ourselves. Is my life going the way it's going because of me? Possibly. It's very possible. Because awareness is everything. And we have to take the moment to become aware of our faults or where we can improve things. So if we take the attitude of, this is just who I am, deal with it, then guess what? That's who you are and that's what your life is going to be. You'll just have to deal with it. Now, I'm not saying that taking these layers off is the key. I don't know what the key is, but I know that a clear perspective, an authentic perspective on life makes life a whole lot better when you get to see people for who they are. And also, when you take the time to really dig deep into yourself and learn more about yourself and the things that make you who you are, it helps you see people differently. It helps you approach people with a more empathetic eye. It helps you see yourself in people. And if you learn how to do that through looking through yourself, that love that you've developed for yourself, that grace, that patience, that care that you've developed for yourself in the process, you'll be able to extend that to people, even if they get on your last nerve and you want to rip their head off. Because we're all here for the first time trying our best, no matter how it looks, no matter who these people are. And it's unfortunate that some people won't have the ability to experience life in its fullness. And my heart goes out to those people. The people that feel like they are stuck and there's nothing that they can do about it. It's not easy. It's simple in essence, but it is not easy. Because it takes a lot. It takes a lot of your time. It takes a lot of your energy. It makes you feel a lot of things at once. And if you're not used to feeling, it can be very overwhelming. But the more you do it, the more you have the tools to deal with that. I don't think it gets any less overwhelming. I think you just learn to handle yourself with a bit more grace over time. And you know that it's going to be overwhelming. And you do it anyways because you know what comes on the other side of things. The unknown, the unfamiliar can always feel scary, but it's not scary, it's just unknown. I think when talking about fear, yeah, that's going to be an emotion. It's a figurative, scary place because you've never seen it. You know, when we're walking through the jungle and we're looking for prey, our ancestors are looking for prey, and now you're in uncharted territory, of course you're scared because you don't know what's around. You don't know what's looking at you. You don't know what's going to jump out at you. You don't know if you have the tools to protect yourself. So it's like almost like we're going into this metaphorical jungle when we're doing that work. And you don't know what's going to jump out at you. You don't know what's going to get triggered. You don't know what's what. And so sometimes it's easier to be like, I'm going to stay in this territory where I know what to do and when to do it. And even though I'm not feeling my happiest or my most present, it's better than that. It's scary over there and it's dark. But what I say to that is one step at a time. Go until you feel like it's too much and then take your time with that. Why did that feel like too much? And ask questions. Question everything. Why did that make you feel that? Why did I react like that? What made me feel this? What made me feel that? Something I've gotten in the process of doing is just speaking on it out loud. X made me feel like this because of X, Y, and Z. What would I need right now to not feel like that? Why did that moment trigger that? Well, that moment triggered that because of this, this, and this. What do you need in that moment to make you feel more comfortable? Well, I feel like if I had this, this, and this, this would make me feel more comfortable. And the reason why this made me feel like this is because of this. And what I needed in that moment is this. So I need to figure out how to give myself that in this moment. You're your ultimate safe place. We think of safe places outside of ourselves, but you're the number one safe place for yourself. So we need to learn how to build that. We need to learn how to act on that. Life is so beautiful. And the more I just do this work, the more I learn about myself, the more I want to connect with people outside of me, the more I want to connect with the world, the more I want to radiate love in everything that I do, lead with love in everything that I do. I don't care to judge others. I'm still me, you know? And that's the thing, like, people think that you start doing the work and all of a sudden you become this, like, Zen master, Buddha, like, adjacent. That's not what happens. You're still you. I'm still the same person. I have the same personality. I'm still always in a silly, goofy mood. Like, that's who I am. That's never going to change. But what is going to change is the things that I choose to be around, the things that I consume. And even when I'm around things that aren't my favorite things to be around, I can choose how I let it affect me. I choose how to react in situations. I have more choice. So the more you learn about yourself, the more choice you have over your life, the more you can choose to do certain things or not. I think until you take the time to really deep dive and dig deep into who you are, your life, your mind, your body, all those things, you don't have much control of your life because everything outside of you will always continue to affect you. And even though unintentional, you're going to be a prisoner to that. You're going to be a prisoner to the external world. So that's, if there's any other incentive, is so you can be in control of your inner world and nothing outside of you can ever affect you. I think that's worth it. I think it's worth it to be in a situation that might trigger you and choose not to react. I think it's worth it to have a moment where you feel maybe less than or whatever and be able to bring yourself out of that and pour into yourself and show yourself love and value. I think it's worth it to be able to be your ultimate source of validation and not need external validation any longer. I think it's worth it. We don't have to be the people that we have been taught to be from our infancy. You don't have to continue to be that. You don't have to just be who you are and deal with it anymore. You can choose to not do that. And living in a space of love as opposed to fear gives you the courage to do so. It helps you understand that you do have the ability to do so. You have the ability to change your life in a real way. You don't have to be this person anymore. But you have to make the conscious decision every day, and that's where it gets difficult. A lot of us struggle with consistency and discipline over our lives. But this is a good place to start. To start little by little. But don't neglect yourself any longer. Don't pour into other people with hopes that it's going to validate you or fill up your cup. You need to do that for yourself. Don't expect anything from anyone. Don't expect nothing. And it doesn't mean people aren't going to give you things. That shouldn't be your motivation to do things. That shouldn't be your motivation to live the life that you're living. I notice a lot of people live a certain life to get external validation. They might pour into their friends or family solely to get that in return. But it gets to a point where, what if you don't get it in return? Then what? You feel lost. You feel anger. You feel sadness. You feel pain. You feel, why don't these people love me? They do love you. So everybody's going through their own things. and it's also not their place to fill up your cup. People fill up your cup because they want to, not because they have to. And you should do the same. You should fill up people's cup because you want to, not because you feel like you have to get this validation. Give that to yourself. You deserve it. You deserve to pour into your own cup. You deserve to give yourself the love that you give everybody else. You deserve to be the best version of yourself every day and to choose that over your life. No one's going to give it to you. There's no magic pill. There's no thing you can read, magic, whatever. There are tools that you can acquire to help you, but ultimately you just have to do it. No matter what the tool is, no matter what the book you read, no matter none of that. I could read 1,000 books and still be the same person because it's all about action. Action is the catalyst to change. If you choose not to act, then you will not change. And it's that simple. That's the equation. That's the magic pill, action. Learn what you need to learn and start implementing it into your life. But you have the power to change it. You do. You just have to take it one step at a time and choose to be a little better than you were yesterday. Every day. Whatever that looks like. Commit to yourself. Just like you commit to everybody else around you. Just like you commit to your job, to your significant other, to your friends. Commit to yourself. And then some. You are your biggest commitment in this life. And if you don't choose to commit to yourself just as hard as you do with everything around you, you'll always feel a void. But anyways, guys, this was a longer episode than the other ones have been. I've just been processing a lot. And I will be hopefully bringing you newer content, different kinds of content. I'm going to do a poll on my Instagram. So if you guys don't follow on Instagram yet, please do so. Just so you guys, I do a lot of the conversation, participation, content, all that stuff on the Instagram. So if you don't follow Instagram yet, follow it at Snaps and Golf Claps on all socials, and I will run a poll to see what kind of content you guys would be interested in. I'm definitely going to be doing more Q&As now that we have more people listening. And for the Q&As, again, if you go on the Instagram, there's a link tree in my bio and there's a Google form where you can start dropping questions, stories, whatever. I'll be running a Q&A soon because I have a few more questions. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, do me a favor, share with a friend, a loved one, a family member, whoever you feel like could benefit from listening to this episode. And if you're going to repost it, make sure you tag at Snaps and Golf Claps. I love you guys very much. I appreciate you and every one of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And as always, be a little better every day.